I am so excited for you to dive into this episode, and I wanted to give you a little bit of context before we dive in. So I recorded this episode, this live, for my Next Level Magnetic members. So if you don't know, I have a signature program called Magnetic. We have hundreds of women that have been through this experience. When they're done with Magnetic, so many of them say, I don't want this to end. I want to keep going. I want to stay in the community. And so I've created a Next Level membership for women specifically that have graduated from Magnetic. So in Next Level, we talk about further concepts, going deeper with the work in Magnetic. We talk about really implementing at the next level. And one of the questions that kept coming up by several of the ladies was about working deeper with spiritual guides and angels and how to connect with them and how to connect with them on your own. And so in this episode, I'm actually giving you this insider teaching, and I'm excited for you to experience it. I go deep into my own personal process. It's very vulnerable for me to share this with all of you, but I go deep in my personal process of connecting with my guides. I talk to you and teach you about how to really hold counsel for your angel guides and your workers, how to do it, how to really honor this relationship, and how to know kind of who to call on when. You're going to love this. Enjoy. And please, I cannot wait to hear what you get out of it. So shoot me a DM and let me know what you got out of this episode. Hi friends, it's Heidi Stevens here. Welcome to Drop Into the Vortex, the podcast where conversations about up-leveling your frequency, reaching your next level, feeling alive in your day-to-day, and manifesting with ease are happening regularly. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm a spiritual leader and teacher. I wear so many hats, and I'm on this journey right here with you to live my best life and to live full out. Let's go. I'm excited to dive in. I made a couple notes because I've been thinking about this, and this feels like a next level conversation, right? It's not really something that I personally feel like when you're, obviously people come into Magnetic at all different levels, but from a foundational and kind of baseline, I think it's really, really, really vital for people to really, for us to really establish our relationship with source, with spirit, with ourselves, with our intuition. And then at that point, there can be a jumping off and communing with angels, guides. I'm not to say that there's not a time and place for it before, but I just think that there's a real honoring, a real sacredness of this relationship with spirit guides. And so that's what we're going to get into today. And I want to share with you kind of why this is up for me so much right now, some my own kind of experiences with this, and then really kind of do's and don'ts, and then how you can connect with your guides. So does that sound like something you guys are interested in? Does that sound good? Yeah. Okay. So first and foremost, I've been having a lot of conversations recently with my spirit guides with this whole manifestation of the house. I feel like I talk about it so much. You guys are probably like, enough already, but it's just very real time for me, and it's very up. And it's something that, you know, I'm very heart-centered desiring to manifest. And just yesterday, I was working with my own energy healer one-on-one. I've mentioned her quite a few times. And it's really through, while I 100% have the capacity to drop in and connect with my guides separate of her, 100%, and I want to talk to you guys about how to do that, I personally find that when I'm working with somebody, whether it's Cecily or not Cecily, there's just this like guided container, and there is another level of discernment that I'm personally able to go to. So I had this kind of sacred counsel yesterday around this manifesting this house, and it reminded me that I have had these in one way or another. when I was calling in Kenny, when I have been calling in team members, when I have been doing so many, when I got pregnant with Grace, there have been so many larger events in my life, and you can do these for large events or small events, but that I have really called upon my guides and my angels to work on my behalf. And so just some kind of clarification to kind of set the foundation here. There are the archangels, which there are 7 or 8 archangels that are like the holiest, holiest of angels that work with so many, like everyone has access to these higher archangels. And you guys are probably familiar with some of them: Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel. And you guys can go and read or, you know, do some research on those individual guides. I want to talk today about your own individual guides. And while I believe that the guides work with, I don't necessarily think that they're all assigned to you, because I think that we all have access to a lot of different guides. I think that they work in like clumps, like clusters. Like, I don't necessarily think that the guides that I call on and that called on, that they work with that every single person has access to them. Okay. So really, again, there's some like nuances here that I think are important. And I also want to share that by no means am I the expert on this. I have had a lot of experience. I've had a lot of experience tapping in, tuning in, reading, researching, and it's not something that I talk about very often. So here we go, right? My next level lady is getting this first. So first and foremost, very, very sacred relationship. And I also think it's important to call out that in the outer realms, there is a lot of different frequencies, and there's a lot of different levels, if you will. So it's not like you go into the fifth dimension or the outer realms or working with angels, or you tap into like fairy energy, or, you know, sometimes people are like into, I have some friends that are like really into like kind of the alien world. And you know, then you go up into like spirit, source, God. It's like there really, really, really are different frequencies. And what I'm about to say, I'm not saying to scare you in any way. It's just something to be aware of. In the outer realms, there also are some dark frequencies. There is some shadow in the outer realms. So when you're playing with your own tapping in, connecting higher, it's really, 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 really vital that you are really clear and in the purest form, meaning just really like tapped in to really to like the highest, purest white source energy. And that's why I often, you know, start my meditations and start our prayers off with covering yourself with white light, connecting to source, really connecting to that energetic of the highest form. And so, you know, just, you know, there's some kind of fairy energy out there that's like mischievous, and then there's others. So again, just being aware, being tapped in, being turned on, being really just like in your highest when you're embarking on calling on support, calling on angels, calling on, you know, kind of this new energetic work. So that's one thing just to take note of. And so then the question is, you know, why would you want to tap into this kind of angelic realm? And my experience has been is that because there's like some type of like, it's like if there's like this veil of the other world, you know, it's like they're almost like closer to the veil. Like they're not like source energy. And so when you tap into this, you know, angelic realm, they're able to do some of the heavy lifting for you. Is like the best way that I can put it. Like when you're wanting to manifest something, they're able to take off some of that weight. And if you guys remember, you know, at one point I did this graphic for you guys. I'll just do it again, right? It's like at any given time, there's your work and then there's like the universe's work, Right. And it's like, if whatever you like, whatever you're wanting, you know, manifesting up here, there's your work on one side and then there's spirit's work. And the reality is like, you can think of the angels as like spirit's helpers. And so they're also your helpers. And so they have the ability, these guides have the ability to go and maneuver and collapse time and space and to do work in physical world reality. Okay. Which is awesome and so helpful. And for me, I have always kind of tapped into my guides. I'm not saying this is right, but I've always kind of gone to them when I feel like I've done everything I know how to do. And I probably should go to them before then, because there's no reason why they couldn't be working on my behalf well before I feel like I'm tapped out. But just in my experience, it's like, for some reason, I tend to forget about how much these guides are wanting to work with me and are wanting to support me. And so I'm going to share a couple of these kind of scenarios that I have tapped in to, you know, like I already shared, Grace is, you know, getting pregnant with Grace. I also just remember one specific time where it's like Harrison was not sleeping and he was having some behavioral challenges. And I was just so exhausted. I was just so at my wit's end. And I was like, I don't know what else to do. And I called a meeting. I called counsel with my guides, with Harrison's guides, and I had a meeting. Okay, so we're gonna talk about that. So why do you do it? It helps with some of the heavy lifting. It helps with manifesting. It helps with taking off some of the weight that you may be feeling of like how is this going to happen? And then what I think is really important, and I want you guys to hear me on this, what are maybe some things that we would derive from our ego that we would potentially use guides or spirit guides for, but aren't necessarily of the like always the highest? I think understand what I'm saying here. So I would caution, highly, highly caution against using your guides to determine future happenings in your life. I have been to psychics, I've like da 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 da, and like I just think that it's not that there's not a time and place. I have had healings and readings and astrology readings and worked with psychics at some point, which are just like so like tapped in and from the highest. And I also have had experience where there's this like fortune telling kind of vibration. And the reality is that nobody can predict. All a psychic is doing or an angel guide at that frequency is mirroring what your vibration is putting out there at that time. And so I don't know why I feel like so strongly about this, but I just think that like, if you're like, oh, like I'm going to my spirit guide to tell me the future, it's like, no. That can shift and change at any given point. So it's really just vital that we just fully stay in the vibration of for the highest good of all concerned and divine timing, not my timing. It's not even like angelic timing. It's like divine timing, like of the highest, purest source. And the guides and the angels are like working with you and like working with divine timing and working with this like beautiful energetic that sometimes is really uncomfortable and we don't like the answers from, but is fully there for the highest good. All right, you guys following this? Okay, so then the question is how? How do I really tap in? And also how do I discern, right? So again, I really have this I really, really, really hold this in such a sacred container. So whether it's, like I said, one-on-one with an energetic healer, whether it's just in like you guys are all like friends now, like you could literally create like a gorgeous sacred container and start with a meditation in one of your accountability groups and really, really, really like drop into the vortex, which you guys know how to do at this point. You could set an intention at the beginning of a breathwork session to tap in and connect with your spirit guides. You could just do a 5-minute, you know, just calling in the light, opening your heart, really, really, really like dropping in and then communing with spirit guides. I don't just like walk around my day or like in my shower or in my car and like, hey, spirit guides, like, let's have a chat. Like, maybe I would today, but this is after quite a bit of exercising that muscle of really connecting with them, okay? Because they want to know and you want to know that this is of the highest vibration. Like, you want to know that this is not, like, your ego is tricky. And again, I'm not saying this to scare you, but like, our egos want to like clamp onto something and get information and sometimes like turn things into things that they're not. And I'll just share this with you because this is coming up right now. So before I met Kenny, I had this very, very, very deep relationship with, he was, I guess, my boyfriend, kind of not my boyfriend. He was actually dating somebody else, really unhealthy on surface level, but there was this deep, 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 deep connection. He had a girlfriend that lived in across the nation. It was just, so anyway, it wasn't like he was married or anything, but anyways, I had this connection with him and it actually wasn't, it like turned physical at one point, but it really wasn't this like super physical intimate relationship. There was just this profound, profound heart connection. We loved each other. And there was just this like deep knowing that we were like going to be together or that we were like, it was just this, it was this visceral thing. And at that time I was doing some like work and I was like working with this guy and we'd like do these kind of like underworld and outer world. I'm not going to go into all the details, but my experience was that there was some mixed messages. There was some mixed messages and I felt like I was getting the information from angels, guides, whatever it is, fairies, any whatever you want to call it, that we were going to get married. And it was like so like in my like it, I could feel it in every ounce of my body that we were, that he was my husband. And this went on for about a year, 9 months, a year. And then I went to USM and I getting really like really working with the purest of energies and really exercising my own intuition. And what I found was that because I had kind of engaged in these other kind of energetics and had gotten that information, I like had gotten to it and I kind of grabbed on hold to it and I thought it was like real that we were going to get married. And it, he ended up moving to Australia with this woman. And it was like such a low point for me, like hands and knees on the floor, like ugliest of ugliest breakdown, like horrible situation that I, so it's like when it didn't work out, I was really, really, really untrusting of my intuition and really untrusting of this like outer guidance. You guys feeling me here? And I could cry because it was just this like crack in the like, what do I even believe in? And how do I even trust anything moving forward? And it was like a real moment. And while I was getting my master's, there was a real like depth that came through and this really like deep honoring of source and of guides and of these like higher beings that I no longer like clamped on or like grabbed hold of these like tidbits. I just learned to let them kind of like funnel through and begin discerning like, huh, there's like a little hit that I got. Like, seems like he might be my husband or like seem. So now today it's like, huh, like seems like that could maybe be a good fit for a team member or feels like that might be the next place for us to move or, right? Like, huh, there was something about that house that felt really, really, really good. Like I'm so much more discerning and just curious. I think a sense of curiosity versus needing to know can be really, really, really supportive in this process of building these relationships. Okay. So you guys get what I'm saying. So, you know, I think at this point you all are really, really dropping into the vortex when you do breath work and perhaps otherwise in just different meditations. And it's at that point, I think that you really can call on and invite guides, support, into a conversation. And just to wrap up the story with the guy, because I see Stacy's comment here, thank God we didn't get married, right? Like, thank God. Like, oh my gosh. Like, like Kenny is my guy. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that it wasn't Danny. And ironically, or not so ironically, we ended up tracking each other for like years to come. Meaning like him and this girl ended up getting married like 3 weeks after us. They went to Palm Springs right after us for their honeymoon. Like there was all of this like insane, like weird connections around our marriages. And who knows? I don't know, but I'm pretty much convinced that we were married in a past life. Like, I feel like I know that. Like, we were married in a past life, and there was just this resonance of when I met him this time around of like, of course, he's my husband and not meant to be in this lifetime. So, beautiful teacher of mine really just opened up this portal for me to open up my heart and just be available to Kenny in a way that I didn't, just really opened Kenny and I up to be in this incredible partnership. Okay, so let's talk about calling in when you are in this, and I'm not even going to apologize, but I feel like I just took so much time stressing the point of the sacredness because it is that vital. It is that important. So beyond that, when you are ready to call in sacred counsel, and I really think of it like that, like sacred counsel, like you're holding a meeting. You're holding a meeting and you are leading the meeting from your high priestess, from your spiritual elegance and leadership and queen, right? Here you are. So you're going to call in the guides that work with you on that particular topic. So again, we have lots and lots and lots of different guides, and I think that there's like protector ones, and there's ones that work with us at night, and there's ones that work with us on different experiences. And so you'll call in counsel, and I guess I'll just describe more in detail kind of how it went for me yesterday, because it's just, you know, very of the mind. But again, I've had these specifically around my kids. I call in my guides for Harrison. I call in my guides for Gracie. I ask my guides to work with Kenny on specific things when we're kind of, you know, working through something. So yesterday I called in my guides and I said, I'm really asking that all of the guides and angels that work with me, that are working with me in regards to this home, please, you know, be present and let's circle up. And so we circled up, and for me yesterday, it made sense to circle up energetically on one of the properties that I fell in love with in Rancho Santa Fe. So I energetically put myself on that property and I asked my guides to come there. And that was just an intuitive hit that I received. And that's kind of a place that I constantly go, is that house. That's the house that I kept seeing at the Dispenza workshops. I don't know if I told you guys all about that, but I just keep going there. And this particular house is the first house that we saw in Rancho Santa Fe, and we didn't buy it because we weren't quite ready to pull the trigger from like moving to the beach to the ranch. Anyways, it's kind of a long story. Maybe I could tell you guys another time. But anyways, this house was a full body yes for me. It was a full body yes, and Kenny wasn't quite ready to pull the trigger. I wasn't fully there, but there was just something that resonated so deeply. And 2 weeks later, I go to Dispenza's workshops. I can't stop thinking about this house. This house kept coming in. I couldn't quite understand what was going on. Now I have a better viewpoint. Anyways, I called Sacred Council yesterday, and I said, I am feeling a little confused. And well, last week, about 7 days ago, I called a meeting and I said, angels, guides, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. I just moved this family. I'm so tired. I don't know why this house isn't coming in. I am demanding and calling you forward to put a house in Rancho Santa Fe in front of me. We're ready to purchase it. These are the things that I want. The price point, I wasn't super clear on. It was like just kind of washy, wiggly. I need your support. Like, I have nothing more in me. You guys saw me. That was like 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago now. There was like nothing more in me. Great question, Cindy. Great question. I do it both ways. Most of the time I'm holding this counsel with my guide, with my energy healer. But when I do it by myself, I often will write it out. I will either write it out or I will speak it out loud because I don't want my mind to get all confused. So I will write out a journaling. And you guys have actually gotten a lot of, like, sometimes I do this just, even if I don't even call in sacred counsel, I'll just journal with my, you know, non-dominant hand and receive some of the similar thing that way with the left hand writing, which is like, you guys should be all, you know, if there's a reminder from one of the tools that you got from Magnetic. Okay, so calling in sacred counsel, this happened first 10 days ago. And I said, put a house in front of me. And at that point, I was just so exhausted that I like had, not, so it's like, I was kind of specific and not kind of specific. And it was more like, put it in front of me by this Saturday, because in order to go into escrow and close by the time that we need to move, to not move into the vacation house, to just be able to move from this house to that house, like I need it by this Saturday. And they did. They, within 48 hours, I had two different homes to look at. Incredible. Incredible. And a lot of you guys that, you know, that follow me on Instagram, like you saw that house that I was touring with that view, that Spanish style house, like it was incredible. And it was totally in the price range. It was aesthetically what we wanted. It had that it factor of the, you know, the view. They fully put that house into my vortex and manifested it, physical world reality. It did not have enough bedrooms. It was short a bedroom or short an office, and that is a non-negotiable for me. So I was very quickly able to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, guides. I so appreciate it. And this is a no, because I must have four bedrooms and an office. That is the reason why we're going to Rancho Santa Fe. Da, 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 da. There's bigger houses up there. This is a non-negotiable. Okay, so now they put another property in my lap. That one had too much deferred maintenance. There was too much work that needed to be done. There wasn't a wow factor. There wasn't a view. There was the space. There was the bedrooms. They heard my request for the bedrooms. They heard my request for the location. They heard my request for the price point. It was going to be another 2-year project. It was like, no, 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 no. I'm not available for this. So yesterday, called Sacred Council, had a meeting. And I think this might be supportive for you guys. Like, it's not like I'm like seeing like faces when I hold sacred counsel. There's an energetic. There was like maybe four of them or five. Like, it's like, there is like a sense of like kind of like blurriness. I'm just sharing this. Like, it's not like there's one angel and there's one angel and there's one guide and there's one guide. Like, it's like, no, it's they're here. Like we're all rounding. We're all sitting in a circle, energetically on this property. And I shared vulnerably, honestly, I'm feeling really confused and curious, and also a little frustrated that you guys haven't delivered this house yet. And I'm so grateful for the work that you are doing. Thank you. But I kind of like the time has passed now, and now I need to get my head around moving my family into the vacation house that may or may not be remodeled by the time that I need to move in. And oh my God, this is going to be so much work. And I really just wanted to buy our next house and move in. And so then I just really listened and I just sat there with them. And at first they didn't really say anything and they were just kind of staring back at me. And so I just said, do you guys have any feedback or anything that you want to share with me around this? And one of them, kind of the leader of them, said, well, we're sitting on a really lovely property right now, right? Like, this is like that first house that I saw. They were like, he's kind of like, this is a really nice property. This is what you want. And I said, yes. Yes, it is. And I really acknowledged, perception checked, like, yes, it is such a beautiful property that we're on. Thank you so much for bringing us this property. And you know what I realized, guys, which is just like so touching, like, this was the first property that they brought us in Rancho Santa Fe. Like, how miraculous are these guides? They know me better than I know myself. They are able to move so fast that Kenny and I's humanness weren't there yet. We weren't able to be there. So I just said, thank you. Yes. Yep. You guys did incredible work. Incredible. And I'm so like, the beauty of that house, it was a portal. I felt it. I saw it. Kenny felt it. Like, he walked around that house and he was like, whoa, this would be an amazing house to raise our kids. Like, the kids would love this. Again, it's like 15, 18 minutes away from the beach. You know, it's a 2-acre property, like very, very different than what we thought we were going to be doing down here. So it took us three weeks to wrap our heads around it. And then, you know, I went to Dispensa and like that house just kept popping in. And even when it kept popping in, this is important for you guys to know, I'm in my meditations at Dispensa's and going, is this my ego or is this like really channeling here? Because like, I don't fully understand. Like, I was really discerning and asking. Okay, so I'm like, thank you for allowing this to be the portal. Like, thank you for allowing this property to be the portal for us. And to, it's like, it, like my excitement for this house got Kenny on board for Rancho. Like, it just snowballed and now we're actively looking. And in real time, we've only actually been looking in that location for like 3 weeks, maybe a month. So yesterday at our council meeting with my guides, I got to really give very clear, my very clear non-negotiables. This many bedrooms, plus an office, this location, this school district, this price point. Okay. And then, so there was five, this many bedrooms, this location, this price point, the aesthetic of the house, it has to be updated to a certain degree. Not perfect. I'm very clear on that for our price range up there. It's not blowing me away. It's just like, it just needs to be inspiring. And then there needs to be some it factor. Like, I need that like view, or I need that like something to like, there's just this feeling. They know, they get it. And then I said, and then here are the bonuses. Here are the bonus things that I would love. I'd love if it had a detached casita. I'd love if it you know, had a hard cover on the pool. Like, I'd love if it was no more than 16 minutes away from the beach, these other things. So I clarified it with them and I wrote it down. I wrote down in my notes section on my phone, these are the non-negotiables. These are the bonuses. Oh, one of the bonuses for Kenny was having a third car garage. He would like, I'm like, if you could like throw in a third car garage, which like a lot of the houses have up there, he'd be really, really, really happy. Like he could make that a gym, boy studio, man cave, whatever. He'd like really love that. So you guys are seeing it. And then I just said thank you to them. One of the bonuses was by this date before Harrison starts school that we have to close escrow by September 1st. And now I can just surrender it and they're going and they're doing their work. And then what I'm going to be doing is that because my energy is in a lot of different places right now, my energy is, you know, I feel like I've like turned my attention to now moving my family into this other house, which is a lot. So I'm not going to be focusing a ton of my manifesting energy on the house. I'm going to let them do it and I'm going to cheerlead them and I'm going to say thank you every day and I'm going to just keep their energies up. And, you know, if houses come in, give them feedback. A house came up this morning on Zillow and it was like really cool and like modern and chic and awesome. But it was only 4 bedrooms, so it didn't have an office and it was not in the school district. So I just looked at it and I said, wow, this is incredible. I can tell that this feels good. I can tell this has a cool aesthetic. I can tell this has an amazing view. I can tell this is in our price point. Awesome, 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 awesome. And I just kind of, you know, inwardly was like, this would need an office and this would need to be in this other part of Rancho Santa Fe so that it was in this school district. So there we go. And yeah, I mean, I'm like working like such intimate detail. Thank you, Laura. I'm glad that you're finding this helpful. And Chelsea, and all of you, Stacy and Cindy and everyone, Lizelle, everyone that's commenting here. And I, you know, have done similar things, similar, but different. I feel like I'm getting much, 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 much more advanced. And this is just now second nature for me to like hold counsel with my angel guides, right? And, but like, there have been a lot of times where I'm like, I really need help with Harrison, called on his guides. And I'll just share one last thing. So this was yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days. Yeah, maybe it was yesterday. And I just said, and also, you know, just if you can like go over and just like tap into Kenny's energy and just help him. Just help him be on board with it. Like he's already said yes. He's given me stamp of approval. Like you're deciding this for our new thing. What is Stacy? What do you mean? What is one thing at a time? Oh, that's a great question. So I'll just finish this thought. So I went and just said, if you could just tap into his, just to really help him be on board, just to fully like integrate it. You know, he's like kind of 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I get it. It's new. God bless my husband. Like he's just, you know, keeping up with me. And so yesterday he played golf with a really, really, really good buddy down here. And his buddy was just going on and on and on and on and on. We had dinner all together last night. He was going on and on and on about how much the ranch is like the right place for us and how much Kenny's going to love it and all these reasons why he thinks it could be absolutely incredible for us to live up there. And he was like, I think Kenny's excited. Like, I think he's really excited about living up there. So we can like, you know, just like tap into that as well. So Stacy's asking, do we ask for spirit counsel for one new thing at a time? No, you can ask for multiple things. You can absolutely ask for multiple things because the spirit counsel, I believe, at least from my awareness, I think there's like clusters of guides for different things. So it's like, if I was working on like calling in a team member, I actually would hold a separate council for that. And I would call in the guides and angels for that work in my business, that work with my team, that are really, really active in putting together that part of it, that kind of like my support, that may or may not be the same council as that would call in like the next like nanny for us. So I really just trust. I don't necessarily think that the guides can be doing multiple things at once, but you can call on separate councils and groups of guides to work on different parts of your life. That's my understanding and interpretation and how I would, I feel like if I asked this group of guides to then go and, you know, find XYZ, they'd be like, which one's more important? Like, girlfriend, like, come on. Like, get your shit together. Like, I can do one thing at a time. So I would, how do you call on the correct counsel? Great question. So Stacey, that's really about just when you're in your, like, when you're tapped in, you would say, like, right here and now, I call on all the guides that work with me on manifesting this next house. Or, you know, I call and work with all of the guides that are working with me on, you know, manifesting. That's really the only thing that I'm working on right now. But, you know, that are really working with Harrison. Harrison's not having any challenges right now, but working with Harrison on, you know, what he's going through and our dynamic and our relationship. And I really just call forward all of you that work in there, please let's circle up. And maybe I would say, let's go like sit in Harrison's bedroom or something to that effect. Is that helpful? Any other questions you guys right now? And obviously you can ask this later. How fun. This is the first time I've ever talked about this. So if there's anything else, feel free. And if not, you can post it below and I'll get in there, or Lizelle will let me know that some questions have come forward. And I think we have breath work together next Wednesday. So maybe if you guys want, what we could do is that this could even be a theme for next Wednesday's breath work, which I think it's on Wednesday. Sorry if it's not, but or maybe it's a call. Sorry. I don't know. I get confused logistically on what's coming forward, but we could do like a group thing and really set the sacredness and set the container. And I could guide you guys, through this process. So yeah, maybe we'll do that. Lizelle, I think that would be really, really, really nice to do some. And that could even be a bonus for June that we could do, which could be really, really, really lovely and nice to do as a group. Okay. Love you, ladies. Have a beautiful Friday. I've got a full day. I'm heading up to LA for one day, one night with Harrison. And I will see you guys soon. Okay, bye. All right, my friends. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this episode and got some juicy, tangible tidbits that you can start implementing into your own life to stay inspired and to go to your next level. The greatest gift and compliment you can give me is to share and continue helping me spread this work into the world. You know, I know this is important and it is valuable, and we need to get it into the hands of others. If you like this episode, please do a screenshot, share it on your own social media, tag me at Heidi Stevens. I will be happy to reshare it and to give you the love back. You can also go and subscribe and write a review of this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing it. I love you, and I can't wait to connect with you soon. Bye for now.